Democrats and the Ad Council.
Weekends are upon us. Weekends are fun. Weekends mean a lot of things to a lot of people, especially when you get close to Christmas. Weekends mean shopping. Weekends mean more time with relatives and friends. Weekends, actually, the fact that we have this proximity to Christmas, the end of the year, things really slow down for a lot of people. So there's I suppose that's a relative thing, whether they slow down or whether they pick up, but you're more than likely to be doing different things, spending your time doing different things, and why not take the advantage of this next couple of hours and take advantage of the opportunity to listen to Dr. Ken Kronos, who's here on the Good Day Weekend program with me. I'm Doug Steppen. Yes, I'm not in the studio, or no, I'm not in the studio. It doesn't make any difference. I still have my heart in the right place. My heart is actually entrusted to one of the foremost cardiologist in the country, a man who knows his way around your body. And if you don't believe him, call him and ask him. 800, I always fall into this trap.
It'll work.
888-55-DRKEN. What's going on this week? It's exciting. The news, we had a lot of news we were talking about earlier in the week on today that seemed pretty promising.
Yeah, there's a lot of news this week. Doug, out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week, there's a new blood test that we use currently. If you report to the emergency department anywhere in America and you have chest discomfort, that emergency room doc definitely is going to take some blood and run a test called cardiac troponin T. And unless you're in the midst of a heart attack, it's going to be normal. There won't be any. But there's a new, much more sensitive cardiac troponin T test that's coming out in the next year. This was reported this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's an improved version of this common emergency room blood test, and it will be used to detect heart disease in apparently healthy patients. The less sensitive test for the protein, which is already used, is not normal unless you're evolving a heart attack, but this much more sensitive troponin T can pick up problems of coronary artery disease, heart failure, and even more specifically in the future, whether you're going to be more sensitive to having this problem and a more complicated version. So 25% of the American public is positive already, abnormal for this much more sensitive cardiac troponin T test, and it's going to be used to screen people who have heart disease or who will be more susceptible to the more severe forms, and it'll allow us heart doctors to be much more aggressive with your risk factors and also with treatment.
888-55-DRKEN. Your questions for Dr. Ken Kronos about your health, your well-being, your concerns. Maybe it's not just for you. It may be for a member of your family. Maybe for somebody who is a close friend, somebody that you know. I mean, I've heard of Dr. Ken, but you know that you can trust Dr. Ken's input and advice. So take advantage of the opportunity right now by dialing toll-free 888-55-DRKEN. One of the things that as I listened to you tell that story about that amazing advance, is wondering out loud who's going to be able to pay for it. Will insurance pay for it? Will individuals have to pay, and will it be very expensive? So will it only be able to help those who either have good insurance or who have a lot of money in their checkbook?
Well, it's like everything else. Once it is determined that this is a test that is effective, accurate, and also may even save money because it'll keep people from getting the more and more horrible problems that cost a lot more money, then the insurers will start paying for these things. Today, Doug, the new breakthroughs, they're paid for by the insurers when they see the new treatments or the new studies being able to substitute for more expensive things.
But you know as well as I do, two things are relevant here to that. One of them is the healthcare bill doesn't address prevention at all. There's not any, information, there's no money, there's no support for prevention, which seems anti-theoretical to anybody who's got a brain. And the second part of that, the concern that some people would have under the circumstances, is that the government didn't want to support, nor did the insurance companies, chiropractic, for example, for a long, long time. But maybe these guys are on the team or the squad or a member of the club, so they'll have easier sliding when trying to get the home base of support. Is that, do you think that's realistic?
Oh, that is true. Coming from the right pedigree certainly helps in medicine. We know that. And you brought up the new health care bill. There are going to be effects coming right around the bend as we go into the new year, into 2011. That landmark health care reform legislation means, beginning in 2011, one of the most significant changes is going to be that you're no longer going to be able to pay for most over-the-counter medications using a flexible spending account. This is very frustrating. That means that your allergy or a heartburn medication, Doug, that you're using pre-tax dollars, you're out of luck unless your doctor writes a prescription. The exception is for insulin, and you can still pay for this out of one of these accounts without a prescription. But the big change starting January 1st, I don't quite get why they are eliminating the flexible spending accounts, except they're just taking away the incentives for us to take care of ourselves.
Well, that's all part of the hypocrisy of this. And when people find out more about what's in there, they become more outraged. It's kind of like that Senate Bill 510, when the senators who were confronted by some of their constituents as to what was in the bill, and they looked surprised. Oh, that's in the bill? Oh, I wouldn't have voted for that if I had known that. You know, that kind of stuff comes out. The 1099 forms that are required as part of the bill of the health care. What the hell does that got to do with health care? I mean, all of this stuff with social engineering that's a part of this thing. For those of you who are big Obama supporters or big Democratic operatives or just feel the Democrats have the right idea, even if you are one who believes the government is all-powerful, when you try to apply this stuff to your own life, you will see how unbelievably difficult. And Ken's example that he just gave you is probably a perfect example. Why would you de-incentivize people from saving money if the bill wasn't written for and by the people in the industry? They're not trying to take care of you. There are some people who benefit from this, no question about it. But for the most part, it makes everything more difficult, puts more government in your life. And as a precursor to getting care, you have to jump through hoops. You think it's bad now getting referrals from your doctor. This is asinine. Anyway, we'll see if they're going to take it apart bit by bit in the next 4 or 5 months. 888-55 Dr. Ken. Let me tell you a story, Ken, from this week. I don't know that I did tell you the story. On Thursday night, I don't mean to be overly dramatic with this, but the visualization will help people sort of put the story into perspective. I stood over a casket. I think having open caskets at a funeral is just barbaric, but at any rate, I had the experience of looking at a man who had worked for me for almost 7 years, a man who, as a youngster, had me as an English teacher in the eighth grade back in the 1970s, a guy who had the same birthday as I did, somebody that I've gotten over the years pretty close to. He was working the shop on Monday, and he was a big guy, pretty strong guy. He had terrible headaches through most of his adult life. He didn't have any real health care, and he didn't have a lot of money, so he just dealt with them, you know, take a lot of aspirin and they go away. Anyway, the last of Monday night, he was working in a shop, and he and his brother were picking up an engine to put into a car, and he thought he twisted his back, or he lifted the wrong way, or he hurt his back, and he was really in pain and agony. So he went home, and he rested, and he couldn't get comfortable, and at 7:30 or so, he called his daughter and said, "I really am awful. I need to go to the hospital." She said, "I'll come right over and bring you." He said, "No, I can't go. I don't have any money. I don't have any health insurance." She said, "That's foolish, Dad." He said, "Oh, okay, well, I'll go." Well, he didn't go right away. He waited another couple of hours, and the pain was so excruciating that he finally got into his truck and drove to the hospital, which was about a 20, maybe 25-minute ride. He walked through the front door of the emergency room and dropped dead on the floor. 54 years old, what they tried to, you know, the usual, to do what they can to try to save you, but he had bled to death internally because he had an aneurysm. And I didn't know that the pain sometimes would translate like that to your back and, you know, other areas, but I don't think you and I have ever actually talked a lot. We've had people call us from time to time with stuff that you thought was symptomatic of an aortic aneurysm. But can you imagine, I mean, there are all kinds of stories here, but I go back to looking at his face and looking at his body in that casket. He's 54 years old, and you know, he's now just dirt because he didn't have the, I would get on him all the time about his health stuff, and, you know, he listened to me, but not a lot. He was a smoker, and he was a drinker, and didn't eat the right stuff, and had a horrible history in his family. And so I guess I would ask you, what do you think the lessons are for people who are listening to me tell that story?
The lessons are that nothing goes away except your teeth if you ignore them. And these, you have a symptom, you need to know what's causing it, and also you live a lifestyle that's unhealthy, it's going to catch up with you no matter who you are.
Yeah. Is that something that you would, like an aneurysm would present itself as a pain in the back?
Absolutely.
It would.
Yeah. Typical, classical, and he's got risk factors. He smoked. His blood pressure was probably high, and I don't know whether aneurysms run in the family. We checked this for you when we did your CAT scan, but this is the main pipe. The blood exits the heart. It goes straight up to the neck, and then it goes straight back to your back and then goes down to your groin. It's the main pipe in the body, and it has a diameter. It gets a bulge. The diameter increases, and above a certain level, very high likelihood that it'll rupture, and this is unfortunately a horrible life-threatening problem, and usually when it gets to this point, we can't save you.
Yeah. I think that you bleed to death, right?
Absolutely. It's like those long balloons that we used to make the dogs for the kids with. The diameter increases beyond a certain diameter, high likelihood that they're going to rupture, explode, and that's it.
888-55 DRKEN. This is Good Day Weekend, Good Day Out with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday. Men's and women's sweaters 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Save on pajamas and robes, also 50% off. Take 60% off our entire stock of throws and flannel sheet sets. And fashion clearance for him and her is now 50 to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
How clean is your tap water? Well, according to recent news reports, the water right out of your tap may contain levels of prescription drugs, recycled sewage, and other chemicals that are just bad for you. Some get filtered out, some don't. Now, from Aquasana, there's a new way to get great tasting and guaranteed healthy drinking and bathing water for your entire house for less than $800 with a whole house water filter system. When you shower and bathe in clean water, you'll notice softer skin and hair in 1 week, guaranteed. Learn how you can have clean, healthy water for your entire house for less than $800 or 12 easy equal payments. Call today and save $200. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. 800-608-1780. Or visit showerfilter.com.
All right, make sure you keep this number handy by 888-55-DRKEN. We'll be started taking your calls. A lot of stories to be told this weekend as usual. Take the time you may have not had to get to us.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel, Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the Knockout Pain Cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about Knockout Pain Cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit KnockoutPainCream.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Ken and Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 DRKN. We have some lines open. If you ever had a question, I get them all week from you with your email, and I know you're waiting and you've gotten the lines busy. Here's your big opportunity, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536, toll free from anywhere in America. I've been in medicine since the mid-1970s when I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania in their medical scientist training program. Trained medical doctor, trained medical scientist. I then did internal medicine, intern and residency at Duke University, and specialized in cardiology at the University of California, San Francisco. I've been in practice in Central Florida in the same town since 1988. I'd like to answer any of your questions from head to toe, your friends, your family, your kids, your parents. There's very little I have yet to see in medicine. I'd like to help you get to the next step. You have a symptom, you're wondering what's causing it, or do you have an issue that the doctors have recommended treatment? I try to take the best of all worlds. Although I'm traditionally trained, I stay up to date on the alternative medicine medical literature, taking the best from all worlds. You call me a blended doctor, 1-888-55-DRKN. We won't embarrass you. We'll help you get to the next step. And the best of all news is you won't even get a bill, and the reason I like it, there's no paperwork here. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
No paperwork. All right, so who do we start with here?
Let's go to Mark in Lebanon, Virginia. Mark, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken. I'm calling on behalf of my father, who is 65 years old and suffers from gout. But he is lately suffering from large, painful boils on his face and head.
Yes.
And he has been to the doctor constantly and on antibiotics with no relief. And he has one boil, which is almost the size of a golf ball.
Uh-huh.
And they have cut the boil open to drain, but he now has them coming out on his hands, arms. And I'm wondering, is that related to gout, or is that something other than gout?
Mark, great question. You're a great son. It certainly could be. A boil is a skin infection. It usually starts in a hair follicle or an oil gland. My experience at first, the skin turns a little red in the area of the infection, and then it develops like a tender lump. And after 4 to 7 days, the lump starts turning white as pus collects around the skin. Does this sound like what Dad has?
Yes, sir. Exactly, Dr. Keene.
Okay. The most common places that these appear are the face, the neck, the armpits, the shoulders, even the buttock. I tell you, I've been there with some patients, and it gets a little nasty. You can even see them on the eyelids. Doctors sometimes call these when the more serious type. You may hear the word carbuncle. That's a word that us doctors throw around a lot. So what causes this is what basically you're asking. Diabetes is so common a cause of this. Anything that'll interfere with the immune system. I don't know if he has any other problems that do interfere. Poor hygiene, poor nutrition, exposure to harsh chemicals that irritate the skin. Is he doing any of these things? Any of that ring a bell?
No, sir, Dr. Tim, other than he has high blood pressure, high cholesterol.
I would make sure that he gets checked out by a doctor, a good internist, a good family doctor. You would want to do like what's called a hemoglobin A1C. That's the new test for diabetes. I wonder if he has, I bet my nickel is he has poorly controlled blood sugar and has diabetes, and we don't know it.
Yes, sir. That's a good information. I'll need to follow up with his doctor with that.
And, you know, dads sometimes don't like to tell us kids exactly what's going on with their body. That's my best bet. Mark in Lebanon, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, is the life expectancy in America slipping? And why on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken and Doug?
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled hand.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Ooh, unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Wow. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed. Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Keep that number handy. Use it as you will. Pass it around. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronos. Good day weekend. Good day health at half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Boniva.
Welcome to the weekend.
Right now, sign our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. You go to the web, see me, drkenshow.com. You can communicate with me all week. I keep you up to date on all the health news. You can listen to old shows. Email me, 1-888-55-DrKen, and drkenshow.com is the website. We do have a line or two open. I promise you we'll be here for the next hour and a half, but if you don't get in line real quickly, there's little hope you're going to get through. 1-888-55-DrKen. We go off the air each week with questions unanswered because we don't have time to get to you, but if you get there early, we'll get on the air. 1-888-55-DrKen. Let's go to New Mexico, Alamogordo, and welcome Robert. Robert, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Hey, I got a question for you. I got a family member that had an operation on her back.
Yes.
She had a boil or something, and her husband tried to take it out thinking it was a pimple, and it got infected, and they finally, after it turned purple, they went to the hospital, and they found out that it was cancerous, so they operated on her, and she's recuperating at the house, but they called the home again and told her they want her in the hospital again because they want to operate again. What do you recommend for them to do? I think it's, you know, I had cancer in the vocal cord, and they gave me radiation. So I'm thinking about telling them that that's the way to go instead of operating on her again.
Well, it sounds to me like you're asking about should they get a second opinion here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about second opinions, Robert. That's a great question. I get this question so often as I see patients every day in my office. When should you get a second opinion? Let me give out some good tips to everybody about that. This is my feeling about when you should get a second opinion, because those healthcare dollars, they're costly. You want to spend them wisely. And more, we as individuals have to pay those first many dollars as we go and get healthcare. And some insurers don't cover a second opinion. So you have to be right here so you don't waste your money. This is what I recommend, Robert. If your diagnosis is not clear, it's time to get a second opinion. And it's not exactly clear to me that they were told exactly what this is, what kind of cancer it is. Are the doctors sure that they have their diagnosis right? And if the diagnosis is not clear, time to get a second opinion. When else should you get a second opinion? If you have a rare or serious condition, definitely a good time. Your current treatment is not working, also a good time to get a second opinion. Or your doctor suggests a treatment that's risky, expensive, or experimental. This is the time to get a second opinion. If you can't breathe, if your life is on the line and the doctors don't act immediately, no time to get a second opinion. You better hope that the first opinion is right and you have skilled people working on you. But if it's not a medical emergency and there's some time, this is when you have to think about taking that extra effort and maybe even some extra cost to yourself about getting the right treatment, the right diagnosis, and getting things done right. Robert in Alamogordo, New Mexico, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Palm Springs and welcome Linda. Linda, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask you two questions real quick. First of all, my mother had an aneurysm about my age.
Yes.
Now, should I be telling my doctor about this and have it checked for the same thing? Because I just heard you say, does it run in the family? Well, mine obviously does. Is that a good idea?
Great question, Linda. Let's talk a little bit about aneurysms in general and then specific to you. An aneurysm is a bulge in the pipe. We have these big pipes in our body. The main one that causes us problems is the aorta. This is the pipe where the blood exits the heart. It goes straight up in the chest from our heart up to right below our neck. This is called the thoracic aorta, the ascending. And then it goes straight back from the front of our chest to our back, and then that's the arch of the thoracic aorta, and then it goes down the descending thoracic aorta in the chest, and then it keeps going down to the pelvis. In the belly, it's called the abdominal aorta, and then there's like a fork in the road as it goes to both legs. This pipe, this aorta, has a normal diameter throughout its course, and if the diameter starts to get larger, we first call this ectasia, and if it gets beyond a certain amount, we call this an aneurysm. In the chest, especially as it's going straight up to your neck, when this gets beyond 5.5 centimeters, great likelihood that this is going to rupture and burst. In the belly, when it gets above 5 centimeters, that's where the danger warning is. John Ritter, we all remember John Ritter from Three's Company. He had one in his chest. It was known, didn't listen to the doctors, didn't do what he was supposed to, and this burst, and unfortunately, we lost a great actor. Now, what causes this? You mentioned your concern that it runs in your family, and definitely these things do run in families. What happens is the connective tissue, the material that supports the blood vessels in many families is just very weak, and that's why these pipes tend to bulge and then burst. They look, as I was mentioning before, like the long pipe, those long balloons that we used to make for the kids. We would just wrap them up and make them into animals. They look like that. And sometimes the supporting structure in these pipes is weak, and that's why they run in families. Smoking, high blood pressure all contribute to aneurysms. Linda, was in your family, was it in the belly or was it in the chest where this aneurysm ruptured?
It was right below the heart.
Right below the heart.
Uh-huh. So,
so it was in the belly, below the heart, going up from the heart or going up and then down into the belly?
Going down into the belly.
All right, so an abdominal aortic aneurysm. And was there smoking here? Usually there's a history of early smoking. So obviously you want to – what I would recommend in your situation is you can check for abdominal aortic aneurysms rather easily with an ultrasound. Mm-hmm. To check for one in the chest is a little more demanding. You have to do either an MR or a CAT scan, but you don't need any cutting, and you can get very accurate dimensions of the pipe diameter with CT scanning or MR in the chest.
Okay.
Don't smoke. Get your blood pressure checked. usually we tell people in general, get it checked, your blood pressure at home, resting, sitting, morning and evening, when you have a chance to just sit for 15 minutes. We want the top number under 140, the bottom number under 90. If you have an increase in diameter, a bulge, we keep your blood pressure even lower, between 110 to 120. That's the best thing that we can do. We tell you not to smoke, avoid contact and competitive sports, deep sea diving, and make sure that blood pressure stays controlled.
Yeah, my blood pressure is really good, and I don't smoke. This was
Linda. You need some peace of mind. I hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Talk to the doctors about screening you because of your family history, and I think that'll take a lot of wear and tear off of your mind.
I have one quick question about the magnesium. I'm having really good luck with it. I'm on my second bottle.
Oh, great.
And I've sent three bottles to a friend back east. But she has fibromyalgia and migraine headaches, and I'm using it just for my muscle pain and joint pain and headaches, and I'm doing very well. I take two in the morning and two in the evening, after dinner and after breakfast. I don't know now. Is that I just go by what the bottle says? Am I taking the right amount for myself?
Yes.
And should she be taking that amount or more, because her fibromyalgia and her migraines are really bad, but she is feeling better?
Well, I would, if you want to exceed what's on the label, I wouldn't do it without talking to a physician.
Okay.
Magnesium is going to help. For fibromyalgia, there's another supplement that I love that's been shown in good trials to be safe and effective. It's called Korvalin. It's just a structural sugar, ribose, which is the building block of the molecule that we burn for energy called ATP. And a physician who has fibromyalgia actually did his own medical study. It was a very good published study shown to be safe and effective, and two-thirds of the people with fibromyalgia actually got great effect and benefit from Korvalin. And you can get Korvalin at 1-866-267-8253. They're not a sponsor. They have been in the past, but it's a product that I really like and I have recommended to my patients over the years.
Is
Linda
that
in Palm
with a C?
Korvalin, yes.
Okay.
Korvalen. Linda in Palm Springs, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. It's been such a pleasure. Next, I'm going to tell you about the newest way shown in the medical literature this week to lose weight. It makes sense. It's easy. Everybody can do it. You're not going to want to miss this. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With FinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With FinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit FinVerified.com/radio4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
FinVerified.com.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Dr. Ken, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Again, the phone number, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll-free, coast-to-coast. I won't embarrass you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions from head to toe. Imagining the tricks the brain can do to help you eat less. This is out of the medical journal Science this week, which is one of the most prestigious medical journals on planet Earth. Imagining eating a certain food may help you eat less of it. Trying to suppress one's thoughts, which is what we've been doing in the past of desired foods, in order to curb cravings for those foods is not the best approach. What you want to do is repeatedly pretend to eat a specific food. I mean, really first, smelling, then tasting, then chewing, and swallowing it. And this is all imagination. It may actually decrease the desire for that delicacy. So what you want to do, again, is imagine first smelling it, tasting it, chewing it, and then swallowing it. I've tried this myself during the week. It really works. It lowers your desire for these foods, and it's been shown to lose weight. This was published this week in the medical journal Science. Let's go a little east of me, not too far, a very nice place, Vero Beach, Florida, and welcome Doris to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I am so glad you're there because I need some real solid advice right now.
Well, I'm Mr. Solid. You look in the dictionary. That's my picture, Mr. Dr. Solid.
I was just released from the hospital. By all rights, I shouldn't even be alive. I was on a plane trip to Nevada a couple of weeks ago, and 5 days later woke up in the hotel room, and I thought I had broken or bruised my ribs on my left side, you know, intense pain.
Oh, let me guess. I can die. You had a blood clot in the chest and the lungs.
Multiple.
Oh,
multiple,
my gosh, yes.
Lungs.
Bless
you. And my legs, I guess, is where they stemmed.
Yes.
But I've stood up 12 to 18 hours a day my whole life and always knew that I had a problem. It was the first time that I fell asleep on the plane. But anyway, the good part of the story is, first time ever in a hospital, and that was a whopper of a reason. But now that I'm home and they're trying to regulate this Coumadin, what is the best thing for me to be doing right now? Try to walk, don't walk too much, keep my feet up, get exercise, be careful of exercise. Where do I go from here?
Doris, let me just say I'm so glad that you're here because blood clots to the lungs kill probably 300,000 Americans each year, and they originate, you're right, in the legs. The lesson here is this is so common. You have a long plane flight. You're not walking around. You're not moving around. The lesson here for everybody is you're on these long flights. Make sure on the hour you get up and just walk back and forth when they tell you it's safe to do it, because that's what causes these clots in the legs, and then they travel up to the lungs, and pulmonary emboli or pulmonary embolus can be deadly. I'm so glad that you're alive, Doris. And also, when you're traveling in the car, this is why you want to get up every few hours and walk around. Just in general, prolonged sitting is what causes these clots to occur. People who have cancer, people who have chronic illnesses are even at greater risk. Doris, it sounds like you're otherwise pretty well. You've never been in the hospital, 68 years old. Congratulations.
I've been extremely healthy my whole life.
Well, bless your heart, and you're going to save a lot of people today by sharing your story. So what do you want to do now? The most important thing for you is not to have another blood clot, because it is common if you're not on appropriate treatment. One of these clots in your leg can then continue to break off, because the treatment that we give is to try to prevent the next one. And the blood thinner, the Coumadin, is the most important thing that you need to be on. You need to make sure your INR, that's a blood test of how thin your blood is between 2 and 3. It gets out of hand, but you need to be in close contact with your doctor. That's the most important thing. Make sure that you do listen to your body. Do what feels good. this is the best time to train, don't strain. But what will keep you out of harm's way right now is by making sure that that INR, the measure of the blood thinness or thickness, is between 2 and 3. Next, are half of insured women skipping their annual mammograms? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium this week, we learned that only about half of women whose insurance pays for mammograms go in for their annual breast screenings. It's unclear why. I think people are just very busy these days, or they're afraid of the radiation or the pain. But women definitely at age 50 should be getting those annual mammograms. And at age 40, you should start thinking about it. Talk to your doctor, especially if there's a family history. You want to make sure you get those mammograms. They're life-prolonging, life-saving. I mentioned earlier that the life expectancy in America has slipped, and stroke has dipped to the number 4 killer, no longer the number 3. Heart disease still tops the CDC mortality charts, but U.S. life expectancy has dropped slightly by a month. A baby born in 2008 can expect to live to 77.8 years. And also, stroke has fell from the number 3 leading cause of death. This is some good news. For the first time in 5 decades, to number 4. It was surpassed by chronic lower respiratory diseases. These include things like asthma, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis. I'm wondering why the life expectancy is slipping. Could it be due to the obesity epidemic? It's not totally sure. What do you think? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-55 DRKEN. I also want to tell you this week a very, very important result. This is about the continuous, amazing benefits of aspirin. This was out of the medical journal Lancet. Long-term use of daily low-dose aspirin. We're talking about, in this study, 75 or even down to 81 for most of us available in America. Dramatically cut the risk of dying from a wide array of cancers. We're talking about esophageal cancer down 60%, colorectal cancer down 40%, lung cancer down 30%, prostate cancer down 10%. Everyone beginning at age 40 should have a heart-to-heart talk with their doctor about taking a baby aspirin. Remember, about 1 to 2 in 10,000 people will have a bleeding issue. So it's not something you should treat yourself with it, but this is more amazing benefits coming out of that aspirin. We know about its ability to prevent heart attacks and stroke. Now it's a proven preventer of cancer. Let's go to Seattle, Washington, and welcome Jamal. Jamal, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Doctor.
Yes.
When I was young, I had a concussion.
Yes.
And I was taking a medicine for 5 years. The side effect of the medicine was it was destroying my white blood cells. So every 3 months, I was going back to the doctor to see how am I doing. So now I am not taking that medicine. I'm doing fine, but my white blood cells are still low. So is it a problem? And I would like to know how can I get back to the normal.
Sure, Jamal, great question. Remember, the white blood cells, they're made in the bone marrow with the red blood cells that prevent you from getting anemia. They carry the oxygen or the platelets, which helps your blood clot. And then you have the white cells, which help be part of your defense system, your immune system. They fight infection, foreign bodies, and they're very crucial to keep you healthy, your armor, your defense system. And the key is whether they're functioning adequately and also what the total number is. They're measured on a routine complete blood count. Normally, it does vary from lab to lab, but roughly a good number to think about is 5,000 to 10,000. Under about 2,000 is when we really start getting concerned. Jamal, do you know what your total number is?
Yeah, the last time we checked, it was 2.7.
2.7. All right. Have you had any infections that, you know, the rest of us don't get? Have you been getting a lot of problems with infections?
No. My health otherwise is very fine. I always check, always go to the checkup every year. But
yeah. Yes, I think you're doing okay because, yes, you still have your white cells above 2,000. I would get very concerned at that point. And are you seeing a hematologist, a blood specialist?
No.
Because what I would do is, especially if you were getting viral infections, if you were getting exposed to issues that everybody else wasn't, then I would talk to a hematologist. But I think for peace of mind, it would be a good idea for you to see a blood specialist, a hematologist, just to make sure that everything is coming about okay. I think you're going to do okay, Jamal. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm so glad you're with us each week. We have another great hour coming up. DrKenShow.com, DrKenShow.com. Be with us. I'll be with you each week at this time.